Daily Rest, Tuesday, August 15th, 2023. The theme this week is Abraham's family conflict. Isaac loved Esau, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Genesis 25, verse 28. Isaac and Rebekah, playing favorites. It is ugly when a parent, either knowingly or unknowingly, shows favoritism to one child over another. This can cause untold strife between spouses and siblings. Isaac loved Esau, and Rebekah loved Jacob. This surely led to much of the animosity between the twins. Isaac's blind love for his elder son even caused him to defy God's will that the elder son would serve the younger. He fully intended to give Jacob's blessing to Esau. Rebekah's love for Jacob caused her to hatch a plot, and she enticed her son to deceive Isaac into giving her beloved boy the blessing. Our sinful natures are hardwired to please those who please us and care very little for those who can offer us little. If we are honest with ourselves, we see this playing favorites far too often in our lives. It is easy to enjoy others in the world getting what they deserve when evil befalls them because of lifestyle choices or bad decisions. Yet, when bad things happen to us and our loved ones, we feel it is unfair and undeserved. This callous attitude of the heart can sometimes do more damage to the one harboring these feelings than to those at whom they are directed. We can thank our Heavenly Father that He doesn't play favorites. Despite the fact that we were the ones who defied and rejected Him, God took us as His children and condemned His own Son. Jesus willingly went to the cross to destroy sin's power over us and to make us heirs with Him in heaven. Paul counsels us to pray for all people because God our Savior desires all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4. Everyone in your family circle, all those you read about on social media, everyone you see on the evening news are blood-bought souls whom God desires to be saved. With this foremost in our hearts, there is no room for favoritism. All glory be to God alone, forevermore the highest one, who doth our sinful race befriend, and grace and peace to us extend. Among mankind may His good will all hearts with deep thanksgiving fill. The Lutheran Hymnal 238, verse 1. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.